And it's a good thing there was only two little small cups of that coleslaw in my bag, because I would have ate every cup that would have been in there. I don't know if y'all tasted that. I looked at it and I said, let me try a little bit. I said, dear Lord, get that thing up. Hand me that other one. Brother Brown, take it from here. We love you, my friend.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Ain't God good? Amen. Come on. Ain't God good? Amen. All the time. Amen. Amen. God is truly good. Amen. I'm not a big coleslaw fan, but my wife seemed like she did the same thing Pastor Knowles did. So I don't know what this, but man, this is good. Just kept on eating, amen. But it's good, amen, to have a good meal, amen. Amen. Have some scriptures to read in your hearing, amen. Try not to be before you too long, amen. But whatever the Lord say, that's what will happen, amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Amen. 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 While you're standing, amen, if you'll go with me to 1 Peter, and I'm going to ask Brother Harper to read for me, not this first verse, amen, but as we go along, amen. If you read for me, amen. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And I will start with just this single verse, amen. Amen. Verse 10. And it says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Amen. Amen. If you would help me, amen. Just got a simple message, amen, that says, I was paid for my pain. Amen. Amen. Father, in your name, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless me, Lord. Bless the lips of clay, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless this word, Lord, in my mouth, Lord. Lord, bless the hearers of the word, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, bless the doers of the word of God, Lord. Lord, help us to be healed. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for the service thus far. Amen. I thank God for the praise, amen. Amen. I thank God for what Brother Dempsey was saying, amen, because there is so much quenching going on. If we're not careful, we'll quench the spirit, amen. But I do have to thank Lord for, man, I'm going to mess up the name again. What's your daughter's name? Aaliyah, amen. Thank you, Lord, amen. I thank God for her praise, amen. Because there's one thing about praising the Lord, amen. It makes things happen, amen. A lot of times, if we don't move when God leads us to move, a lot of times we don't get the results that we really want, amen. Even though this is not my message, amen, I just thought about that, amen. But sometimes, amen, and I was thinking as I was back there, amen, that And while Brother Dempsey was talking, amen, you know, when they win in the sports world, when the NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, a lot of times when they win a championship, they have a lot of, what they say, champagne bottles, amen. Glory be to God. Now, the champagne bottle, I don't even know where I'm going there. That just was a thought that came to my mind. But God is good, ain't he? But it's something about the champagne being shaken up, amen. The champagne will taste the same if they just pour it out. But they don't want it that way, amen. And when I heard the brothers speaking, amen, it made me think that a lot of times they like to shake it up, amen, so they can have an explosion, amen. Sometimes we got to shake up our spiritual minds. Oh, glory be to God. This ain't even my mess. I don't even know why I'm going here. But sometimes we have to shake up ourselves, amen. Stir up the gift, amen, just so we can have a true holy experience, amen. Sometimes we can throw our hands up, amen, and just say, Lord, I thank you, amen. And that'll be okay sometimes, amen. But there are times when you know what God has done for you, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Well, just a hand wave ain't going to be good enough, amen. Sometimes you got to speak it out loud with your voice, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. I don't even know why I'm going here, amen. But the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. I heard Brother Harper said, hit the cymbals just a little bit louder. Amen. Because sometimes we got to praise them with the high sounding cymbals. Amen. Sometimes we got to praise them on the string instruments. But the Bible says, I don't care if you're sick and you're hurt. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. You're going to help me on today. Amen. But if you got breath in your body, amen, the Bible said, let everything that have breath, amen, praise ye the Lord, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Sometimes you might not feel the best, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But God knows the hand wave is what you can give them, amen. But if you got feet that you can walk, amen, if you got feet where you can pick them up and down, amen, oh, glory be to God. Amen. Sometimes we got to do something else. We got to get out of our comfort zone. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Ain't he good? Amen. Come on, you're going to help me. Ain't he good? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I serve a good God. Amen. That he can do all things. Oh, glory be to God. There is nothing too hard for my God. Amen. Even if I'm weak in my body, God is a healer, amen. When I'm troubled in my mind, God knows how to stabilize my mind, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I don't even know why I'm going here, amen. But God knows, amen. Glory be to God. Now I'm going to try to jump back. Oh, glory be to God. To our regular program. Amen. Ain't he good, amen. Brother Wilson, ain't he good? Brother Harper, ain't he good? Brother Plum, ain't he good? Amen. Brother Harrah, ain't he good? Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. But when we think about pain, amen, we think about some type of affliction. But when we think about pain and some type of affliction, amen, a lot of times we equate that to our body, amen. But pain could be another way. Let go of me to Exodus, the second chapter. I'm going to try to jump around a little bit in the scriptures, amen. Exodus, the second chapter, the first verse.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi.
Yes.
And the woman conceived and bare a son.
Yes.
And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months.
Yes.
And when she could not longer hide him, she took him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it
with slime and with pitch and put the child therein.
Yes.
And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink.
See, one thing that Moses, this is talking about Moses, what he had for him from the beginning, the scripture said he was a goodly child. Now, Moses wasn't old enough to be running around playing. Amen, somebody. He wasn't that type of good child. When I tell him to sit down, he sit down. Amen. The scripture is not talking about that. Amen. But there was something that Moses had about him that made him a goodly child. Read for me.
And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him.
Yes.
And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it.
One thing about it, if you don't know the story, Moses' mother was having to get rid of her child because Pharaoh was killing the children. He was killing mainly the males, the boys. Amen, somebody. Amen. And at this point, this type of pain don't have anything to do with bodily pain. We got a lot of mothers in the house, and I know it will be very painful for you if you said not that you just don't maybe not kill your child at this time, but you're going to send them down a river with the hope that somebody find them. Amen. Amen. But if you go back and do research, rivers were very infested. Amen. Yes, with all kind of creatures. Amen. Amen. Creatures that right now in your right mind, you wouldn't just go jump in the river. Amen. But this mother had to put her child in a basket, I would just say it like that, amen. And send them down a infested river, amen. With just the hope that he'll make it out, amen. Glory be to God, amen. I don't know about you, I'm not a mother, but I am a father, but I can believe that will be a hard thing for a mother, amen. That will be a painful thing for a mother, amen. Glory be to God. Read for me.
When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept.
Now look at God, amen. Not only did he keep the child safe, but who the child floated to, amen. Just by chance, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But do you know God don't deal in chance?
That's right.
Glory be to God. God knew who was going to be bathing at that point in the river, amen. God knew to tell Moses' mother when to send the baby down the river stream, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children."
Mm-hmm.
Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women,
mm-hmm.
that she may nurse the child for thee?"
Yes.
And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And mm-hmm. the maid went and called the child's mother.
Hold on. Look at Jesus. Not only did the child be okay, not only did the child be saved from the water, but it went to Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter knew immediately, said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Glory be to God. Read for me the 9th verse.
And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages."
Mm.
And the woman took the child and nursed it.
That's good right there. Moses' mother had to suffer the pain of letting her child go down an infested river. She didn't know whether or not she would see her child again. Amen. She didn't know the outcome, amen. But she knew from the beginning that this was a goodly child, amen. A lot of times we don't know the outcome of a situation, amen. But we know that when we go down in the name of Jesus, amen, that we have a seal on us, amen. You might not know the outcome of your life, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But you know that I'm in God's hand, amen. Oh, there's a commercial that says you're in good hands with Allstate, amen. But there's Allstate don't have nothing on God's hand, amen. The Bible says that in his hand, he haven't lost any, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. And it said that the mother was able to be called, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Now look how God worked things and turned things around. That same pain that she endured is not good enough that I had to let my child go and they come back to me. But now look at God. He said he'll pull you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive it. Amen. Amen. Not only did she get a child back, the scripture said that she gave her wages. Not only will God give us some things back, he'll even pay us for the things that he's given us. Amen, somebody. We're going to jump around the scriptures a little bit. Go with me to Luke, the 16th chapter. Luke 16. Oh, yes. 16 and 19. Read for me.
There was a certain rich man,
mm-hmm,
which was clothed in purple and fine linen,
yes,
and fared sumptuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores.
Lazarus was going through a great deal of things. Amen, somebody. He was laid at the gate, almost he was weak in strength. Amen. But not only was he weak in strength, he was full of sores. That reminds me of Job, amen. Even though he was battling a lot of things in his family, in his mind, but not only he had to battle the hurt and the pain of loss of his children, loss of his wealth, but he also was afflicted in his body. But in this scripture said Lazarus was laid at the gate full of sores. Read for me.
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs.
He had a desire just to be fed with crumbs. Lazarus was in a bad shape. Amen. He was going through greatly. Amen. He was afflicted in his body in a great way. And he was even hungry. It's one thing to be battling things in your body, in your mind, in your health, but then also you don't even have no money. Glory be to God. Sometimes we can be afflicted in a lot of ways, but we got to keep on hanging in there. Sometimes we don't know when our next meal is going to come from, but we got to hang in there. Amen. We don't know if I ever get over this trial and this hurdle. Amen. But I got to hang in there because there's going to come a day where God is going to bless me. Amen. I might not know when it's going to happen, but I know if I trust in his word. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. And he's just. Amen. He said, if I ask anything in his name. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. It ain't brown because that ain't going to do you no good. Amen. But if I ask anything in the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, glory be to God. It could be some bread, but if I ask it in Jesus' name, he got to answer me, amen. If I say, Lord, I'm troubled in my mind, he got to answer me, amen. Lord, if I say I'm weak in my body, he got to answer me, amen. Oh, glory be to God. And the scripture says, if you've been evil, fathers, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will he give us? Amen, somebody. Read for me.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it come to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
One thing happened after another. And then Lazarus even went so far as to die. Sometimes we don't want to think about these things. But this is a very real thing. But one thing we got to be thinking about is that this is not my home. There's going to come a time when this world is going to be burned up. This world. Don't put all your treasures in things down here. Where moth rust and corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up a foundation in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. Read for me.
The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment.
See, that's one thing we got to think about, that we can't put our trust in our riches. Amen.
Amen.
Riches will get you nowhere.
Amen.
I don't care how much money you have. It's good to have money. But riches will get you nowhere with God. It's good to have houses and cars and land, but that will get you nowhere with God. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to have a great job and everybody like you and pat you on the back, but that won't get you into the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
This rich man, he had great wealth. Amen. But he didn't probably do everything he should do. Read for me.
He saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
Yes.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Stop right there. It wasn't bad enough that Lazarus had to suffer when he was on earth. Rich man in his wealth, he's so used to having people serve him. Lazarus went through great many things, but now, even in Abraham's bosom, he wants Lazarus to get out of his comfort place. Serve me, Lazarus. I'm being tormented in this flame. Send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in some water and put his finger on my tongue, that he might cool my tongue. Read for me.
But Abraham said, Son,
yes,
remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things,
mm-hmm.
and likewise Lazarus evil things.
Yes.
But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Yes.
And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from them.
Yes.
Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, thou wouldest send him to my father's house.
Now I just want us to hear this. Hear this, what the scripture is saying.
For I have five brethren,
mm-hmm.
that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
See, people try to act tough. Tough, I should say. They say, I don't care about going to hell. I don't care about the consequences that will befall me if I stay in sin. Somebody said, I'm a good person. Well, being a good person is not going to get you into the kingdom. Being a saved person will get you into the kingdom. Good alone is just not good enough. You still got to be washed in the water. Amen. In the scripture it says, a man must be born of water and of the Spirit. You can't have one without the other. There was only one place in scripture where I seen that maybe this wasn't the case, and that was a thief on the cross. But guess who made that amendment? Jesus, the Lord himself. How are you going to think that you're going to be just like that thief when he's giving you a chance right now? But it got so bad for the rich man that he said, this is so bad, can you send them to my brethren? Read for me.
Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets.
Wait a minute. They already got somebody that they should be listening to. They already got somebody that's trying to tell them the word of God. They already got somebody that's trying to get them saved and sanctified. Trying to tell them the way of the Lord. Amen. That's trying to warn them about the things that are coming to pass. Amen. But they're not listening. Read for me.
He said, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
Yes.
And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
We got to be careful. If we love our family enough, we got to tell them about Jesus. Now, I know that we can't hit them over the head every time we see them with Jesus. But at some point, we got to tell them that Jesus is a Savior. At some point, we got to tell them that it's wrong to fornicate. At some point, we got to tell them it's wrong to bear false witness. It's wrong to cuss and fight and fuss and club all the time. At some point, they got to know. Because there's going to come a time when there'll be no more time for repentance. Amen. The Bible said Jesus is going to crack the sky, and if you're ready, you're going to be ready. But if you're not ready, there's going to be no time for you to get ready. The Bible says there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen, somebody. I don't know if this is what you came to hear, but this is what I got. I said I'm going to jump around the scriptures, amen. The last verses of scripture, 2 Corinthians. There's a lot of pain going on in this world. But God is going to give me a new body. One day if I live right, God's going to give me a new body. This old body is going to go away. This mortality will put on immortality. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. We'll start at the first verse.
For seeing we have this ministry,
mm-hmm.
as we have received mercy, we faint not.
I got a ministry. We all have a type of ministry, amen. It might not all be the same thing with teaching and preaching, but we all have a ministry, amen. And seeing that we have this ministry, we faint not. Because the scriptures tell us that we're going to be persecuted, amen. We're going to go through things in our bodies. We're going to go through things in our minds. We're going to go through things in our family. And I'm not a pastor, but we're going to go through things as a pastor. The scripture says that we're going to go through. Read for me.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Yes.
Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
One thing I can't do. I can't handle the word of God deceitfully. I can't walk in craftiness. Y'all know some of those people. And I ain't even talking about people that preach the word. I'm talking about just people in the world. Go to other cities. Go to a lot of times bigger cities. You always see somebody on the corner trying to sell you something. Scalpers, you go into games trying to scalp you tickets and things of that nature. They're trying to be crafty. One time I went to Six Flags years ago, had coupons, didn't realize the coupons had expired. Somebody came to me, a woman. It wasn't this time where she was fair to look upon. Amen. So don't get the wrong idea. I know it's funny. But it wasn't so much of her beauty. Why I bought the tickets. I just thought I was getting a good deal. But she was being crafty. She sold them to me anyway, even though she knew they would expire. And me, not looking well into my ways, not examining the thing. And I didn't know it till after I had exchanged the money. It was a lady, a cashier behind the glass that was trying to get my attention and say, don't do it, don't do it. But I'm just saying that a man of God cannot handle the word in a crafty way. He's trying to teach something just to get something back from you, amen. But when we teach and preach the word, we got to go straight down the middle, amen. I don't care if it hit me. I don't care if it hit my mother, my brother, my wife, anybody. I just got to go straight down the middle, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me. Mm-hmm.
Truth, condemning ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Yes.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Hold on. If my gospel, your gospel, be hid. Someone say, well, I don't have a gospel to give them. Yes, you do. The Bible says we are a city that's set up on a hill. We do have a gospel to show people. They looking at our life. Sister, they looking at how you go through your situation, amen, and being a support to him. They said, that's my pastor's wife. That's the first lady. How does she handle this situation? Believe it or not, they're looking to you. I know I'm not trying to put more on you, but that's just the reality of the situation. But if your gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Because even though there's somebody in this world, a husband that's dealing with a sickness, and they are not saved, there's still a woman that's behind him. And they're saying, well, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can deal with this. But they said, but I do know a woman. I do know a woman who's allowing God to bless. And they said, if God can bless her, then God can bless me. So if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Read for me.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, mm-hmm. lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,
yes.
who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
For Jesus' sake. It's not for my sake. I don't preach Jesus for my sake. We preach it for Jesus' sake. Read.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has mm-hmm. shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
This is a treasure that we have. But it's in earthen vessels. Remember a couple weeks ago, the scripture said that, and the word was made flesh. It was in a earthen vessel. Amen, somebody. That didn't change the fact that it was still God in the flesh, but now it was in a earthen vessel. The Bible said we have this treasure, because if you got God, you got a great treasure. Amen. If you've been washed in the blood, you have a great treasure. Amen. If you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have a great treasure. Amen. And the Bible says we have this treasure, amen, in earthen vessels, amen. Glory be to God. You might don't want to say amen because you might don't have that treasure, amen. Amen, somebody. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, amen. It's the power that I can call on when I need help, amen. It's the power that I can call on when my child needs help, amen. It's the power that I can call on when my mother needs help, amen. It's a power that I can call on when my sister and brother need help. Amen. We have this treasure. Amen. In earthen vessels. Amen. Read for me.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
See, I don't have no power of my own. Amen. The excellency of power that I do have, that is of God. Amen. And this joy that I have, amen, the world didn't give it to me, amen. And the world can't take it away, amen. This power that I have, amen, I know the devil didn't give it to me, amen. The devil don't do nothing but kill, steal, and to destroy, amen. But God has come that he might give us life. Oh, glory be to God. And give it to me more abundantly, amen. Read for me.
We are troubled on every side.
I'm troubled on every side, read.
Yet not distressed.
But I ain't in distress, amen. Because I know who holds my hand, amen. The Bible said I will look up to the hills, amen. From whence coming my help, amen. All of my help, amen. Coming from the Lord, amen. That made the heaven and the earth, amen. I will look up. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
I ain't in despair, amen. Even though I'm going through, I'm still not in despair. Read for me.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
I'm persecuted on every side, but God has not thrown me away. Glory be to God. I know I'm going through, but God has not forsaken me. He has not thrown me away, amen. He still holds my hand, amen. Read for me.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
He sometimes allowed the devil to come upon me like he did Job and allow him to cast me down, amen. But I'm not destroyed, amen. I got hope in Jesus, amen. I got hope in his holy name, amen. I know I might go through sometimes, but I got hope in his holy name, amen. I know I might be troubled in my mind, but I got hope in his holy name. Read for me.
Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our own body.
One thing about it, sometimes we don't want to suffer with Christ, amen. But the Bible says that if I suffer with him, glory be to God, then I will reign with him, amen. I can't reign with Jesus if there's no suffering, amen. I can't call myself going back with him when he cracked the sky if there's no suffering, amen. This is a painful journey, but glorious at the same time. This could be a painful journey, but glorious at the same time. I might have to be cast down, amen. I might have to be spitted on, amen. I might be persecuted, amen. I might be talked about, amen. But I still have hope in Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Read for me.
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
Hold on right there. Think about that. You want to be saved? You want to be made new? The Bible speak about except a thing die. How can it produce new? Except the seed die and go into the ground, how can it produce more fruit? We got to die not a natural death, but we got to die a spiritual death. The Bible says, crucify this flesh daily. That's something I got to do. That's something you got to do. I can't live this life wanting to please myself all the time. Sometimes I got to push away that plate. I know I like to eat. Just like anybody else. But sometimes I got to deny myself. To really break down this flesh. Because guess what? There's no good thing that dwell in this flesh. No good thing that dwell in this flesh. I know the brother was talking about what he eat for lunch. But sometimes I got to push away the ravioli. And this ain't just at you, brother. I'm just talking. I like IHOP and Cracker Barrel and all those type of things, even though Brother Harper don't like Cracker Barrel. But sometimes I got to say no to Cracker Barrel. I got to say no. I got to kill this flesh daily. I can't come and sing with the power when I'm full all the time. I can't come and try to preach with the power and I'm full all the time. I can't truly get a prayer through to God if I'm full all the time. Amen. I know this ain't what you want to hear. But this is a fight. This is a war that we're fighting. Amen. There's people that are in the military. They know about strategy and trying to defeat the enemy. This is a strategy for us. Amen. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of the strongholds. This is a spiritual fight. Spiritual fight. Read for me.
That the life also of Jesus mm-hmm. might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Yes.
So then death worketh in us, mm-hmm. but life in you.
Yes.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken.
The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The scripture just said that I believe, therefore I have spoken. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. Our works got to show us how much faith we really have. If you say, I'm going to be healed, I would say, don't tuck in no more clothes. Brother knows. If you believe you're really going to come through this, then you're going to fill out the old clothes that you used to wear. Amen, somebody. And this is not I'm not saying this in a joking manner, but I got to believe that I'm going to be where I used to be. Amen. And if I really believe that, what is the work that I'm going to put forth? If I believe that God is going to bless me with a new house, am I already picking out the curtains? Do I already got my welcome mat? If I believe that God is going to bless my mind, amen. Do I already have things lined up with books and scriptures that I'm going to read? If I already know that my children are going to be saved, what kind of faith am I producing and putting forth? What kind of works am I putting forth? Am I saying I'm going to go ahead and start cleaning off this spot at the table because he's going to or she's going to be coming with us after church out to eat for lunch? Amen. Because one day they're going to be saved. Amen. What kind of works am I putting with my faith? Read for me.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus.
Yes.
And shall present us with you.
Mm-hmm.
For all things are for your sakes, and that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving
yes.
of many rebound to the glory of God.
Read.
For which cause we faint not.
Wait a minute. Even though I'm going through these things, I won't faint. I can't give up. I can't throw in the towel. I can't cash it in. The Bible says, for which cause we faint not, because we have the belief in what God is going to do for us. I might not always be able to see it, but I know he's going to do it. Amen. I was cutting my grass yesterday, man. And some of you know it might have rained a little bit. So it was I didn't think I really was going to get it done. Amen. But I went outside and I told the wife, I said, well, I'm just going to go out here and at least trim and weed eat. And I get to the other part tomorrow or something of that nature. But as I got going, God gave me a little boost of energy. Amen. So I kept on going. But then the sun was out. And then it began to rain. I said, Lord, please stop the rain. Amen. But if nothing else, can you just stop it at my house? Oh, I talked to the Lord like that. And then what happened next is, for us, maybe about a minute, the rain stopped, at least at my house. And then the rain started back. But this is the troubling part. Well, I shouldn't say so troubling. This is just how God worked. I felt the rain, but I didn't see the rain. I said, God, I'm looking, trying to see. I don't see the rain, but I know it is raining because I can feel it. Amen. And I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we might can't see the Lord, but I still feel him working. Sometimes I might can't see the manifestation of a thing just yet. But I can feel him working, amen. The rain began to hit me on my arms and in my head, in my back. And I said, oh my God, Jesus. Lord, I can't see you, but I can feel you. Sometimes we go through this life, we can't always see the Lord, but we can feel the Lord, amen. We can feel him working, amen. You can come. You can come. And a little bit later, I seen the rain. But God had it where it was raining just very lightly and slightly. It wasn't bad enough to cause me to quit. But it was just maybe just what I needed to see. God worked in mysterious ways. And sometimes he can show us things just in the small things. There are so many great words that God has spoken to me just by washing dishes. I know it might not seem right, but I don't know. When I was young in the faith at my mama's house, and I have the chore of washing dishes, it was like, I can see things so clearly. God would just speak to me. And I said, Lord, this is a strange place to be speaking to me. But that was how God spoke to me. The Bible speak about he chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Sometimes things may seem foolish to us. Why am I going through? Why do I got to suffer so long? Why I can't get over this hump, so it seems. But just hold on. Just hold on. Moses' mother, she didn't know how the outcome was, but she hoped the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She just hoped that he would shield her baby. He hoped that. She hoped that. We don't understand how things are going to pan out. But one thing I can say is that I'm going to suffer in this flesh. But the Bible says when we had our opening reading, put that back up there for me, Brother Desmond, if you don't mind. 1 Peter 5th chapter. The Bible said, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. That after ye have suffered. He didn't say after you play games. He didn't say after after you went on several trips. But it said after ye have suffered a while. We're going to have to suffer a while. But after we suffer a while, then he will make you perfect. Then he'll establish you. Then he'll strengthen you. And then he'll settle you. We need to be settled in Jesus on today. Don't worry about the outside noise. I'm going to say Lily, is that right? My niece named Lily as well. But Lily, don't you worry. Don't you worry. If you want to lift God up, and people look at you strange, don't you worry, Brother Dempsey. If you go to work and you try to tell people about Jesus, they say, oh, that's just Brother Dempsey. That's just Dempsey. Don't you worry, because there's going to come a time. The Bible said, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, and they shall give account for the things they did in this body, whether it be good or evil. But one day, the pain that we have, we're going to be paid for it. One day, even though we're going through, we're going to be paid for the pain that we're suffering. Don't worry. Don't worry that we go through now, because this is not our home. This is not our home. If you name the name of Christ, this is not our home. Thank you, Jesus. This is not our home.
Break every chain.
greatest gift God ever gave man was pain. It's what got me to God. I was on a road called pain, and I realized I had had enough. Now, some of y'all got a bigger tolerance. I don't like pain. Some folks just stay on it. I don't understand it. I guess they like it. But pain comes as a teacher. It comes as a friend. Because anything that pushes you to God is not your enemy. It's your friend. And on this journey, you're going to have painful seasons. It's to keep you at an altar. It's to keep you prayed up. It's to keep you humble. It's to keep you from drinking the Kool-Aid that you could ever do it by yourself. Because that is a lie from the belly of hell. I need somebody to order my steps every day of my life. I'm not capable. If I lean to my own understanding, oh Lord, who knows the path I would be on? But if I lean to His understanding and I do it God's way, I hear people say, I'm glad the Lord was on my side. I don't have a side. I'm on His side. Come on, somebody. My side will break down on you. Good message, Brother Brown. And I can tell you this, God will pay you back for your pain right here. You won't never step into eternity with God owing you a thing. God pays His bills on time. And God will pay you right here in this life. There's nothing I've ever give up or sacrifice for God that I didn't get more back. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. That's why you can say God is good. And all the time, God is good. Give the Lord a hand clap. Brother Brown, Sister Brown, thank you. That was a good word. I needed that word. Anybody else need that word? Be sure to shake hands with him. Let him know what a great message that was. Amen. We got to get an offering. Enjoyed the Jamaican food. I'm from the country. I'll tell you how we say it. We say it like this. We tore it up.
Amen. Amen. We have a couple of announcements this morning, but if Brother Desmond and Brother Duran will get the offering plates, they're going to serve you this morning. Always blessed to give than to receive, and when we give it back to God, He can do a lot more with our little percentage than we can do with the majority of it. So if you'll stand, we're going to take up your tithes and offerings. I know you just sit, but you shouldn't have sat, because we always stand up for the offering and we lock the doors, don't we, Brother Brown? Oh, I mean, our doors are always shut for offering. I don't know what those folks got going on, but amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and give back into the storehouse. We ask so that you would take it and that you would just bless it for the furtherment of your kingdom, God. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for serving us today, Brother Desmond and Brother Duran. We have a couple of announcements. Sister Knowles, will you go ahead and do the fourth?
Yeah, so we're having, we were initially going to have the 4th of July church fellowship here at the church, but the Carvers have said that they would like to host it, or they will host it at their home. They do have a pool. They have some outdoor games, so it will be an outdoor event. And so what we're asking is that if you want to come for your family, you can bring whatever meat that you want to put on the grill for your family, Or you can bring whatever you want, a cooler full of sandwiches and snacks. But it'll sort of be a bring your own food sort of fellowship. So come prepared to have whatever you and your family want to snack on or eat during that time. We haven't nailed a time down yet. I'm going to talk to Sister Amy about that today. But so I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that piece. Because that's important. Make sure that you bring stuff for your own family. It'll be a great time of fellowship. It'll be something different. Like I said, there's a pool, there's outdoor games, so we'll have a lot of good time and a good fellowship on that day, okay?
And we'll get everything else out to you, time, address. Also, I would say probably bring your own lawn chair because seating is limited, Sister Carver said. So make sure you do bring your own chair. So that will be on July 4th. Then on Saturday, our young people have their final fundraiser for their NAYC trip. It's going to be a car wash at Terry's Groceries from 8 to 12. So swing by, get your car washed. And then on July the 11th, we have a youth service. We're going to go be over with Pastor Bishop and True Life Church, and we'll get some more information for you on that. But right now, we have a youth auction, a dessert.